I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines this week, four teams were penalized for loose lugs in post-race at Dover. Crew chiefs for Cole Custer, Chris Buescher, Ryan Preece, and William Byron were all fined $10,000. The governor of North Carolina announced this week he was awarding $30 million in federal pandemic relief funds to reopen North Wilkesboro Speedway and Rockingham Speedway. I think that's a good way to spend this money. The rest of the funds will go to Charlotte Motor Speedway for improvements. After all, the racing industry is the lifeblood of North Carolina. And finally, Roush Racing signed a multi-year contract extension with sponsor Fastenal. Roush is also stirring up some rumors after talking to Brad Keselowski about a seat and possible ownership stake in the company. I'll keep you posted on that one. All three series are traveling to a new track, the Circuit of Americas in Houston, Texas this week. It's a 3.41 mile, 20-turn road course that features a 133-foot change in elevation in turn one. It'll be a challenge to most. NASCAR has reinstated practice and qualifying for this weekend to help the teams out. The trucks fire up the action on Saturday. Ben Rhodes, Brett Moffitt, Sheldon Creed, and John Hunter Nemechek are all prior road course winners. The Toyota Tundra T25 begins at 1 p.m. Saturday on FS1. The Xfinity race is getting invaded by Cup regulars like Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick, Cole Custer, and Austin Dillon, and road course ringers Andy Lally and Boris Sett are back. Regulars Justin Allgaier, Austin Cindric, and A.J. Allmendinger will play a role in this one no matter what. They're great on the road courses. Catch the Pit Boss 250 right after the truck race, 3:30 Saturday on FS1. The Cup teams roll on Sunday. Road course king of late, Chase Elliott, is favored in this one. He's won four of the last five road course races, with Christopher Bell sneaking by at Daytona. Martin Truex Jr. also has four road course wins. Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, A.J. Allmendinger, and Kurt Busch are also prior road course winners. You definitely don't want to miss this one. Catch full coverage of the Echo Park Texas Grand Prix with pre-race at 1 p.m. and the green flag dropping at 3:30 Sunday on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fast Lane for Friday, May 21st. Brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 11 locations, including Gaylord, family-owned, and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Unirall tires at the best prices.